Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dimitri speaking. How can I help you?
Dimitri, hi. This is Candace Malkus. I was just online and Amazon had that order for that KitchenAid, and my card was supposed to have only been charged $6, and for some reason it said the charge was 59 something, 65. And there was supposedly an offer at the very end, but I hit, I do not want this, or I decline this offer. So can you tell me what's going on?
Okay, let me see here. Can you provide me with your zip code, please?
98537.
And your name?
Candace Malkus, M-A-K-O-S.
Thank you. And verify the shipping address for me, please.
It's either P.O. Box 293 or 305 G Street.
G Suite.
G is in George Street.
Oh, G Street, okay. All right, I do see here this for our Bite Sub meal planner.
No.
Do you remember doing a contest entry, trying to win an iPhone,
yes,
iPad, or
Yeah, I did that, and then it went to the very end page, and then I saw at the very bottom that I decline this, that multi, whatever that system was, and then all of a sudden it pops up on my screen that I've been charged basically $60.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, the way it starts off, you're paying for that, you're signing up for that meal planner when you're entering for a chance to win an iPhone, iPad, or Dyson vacuum cleaner, or the blender also. You have to sign up for that, but.
How did I sign up for that, though? Okay.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay. I guess what I want to say is I don't want any of it if that is going to be the ultimate cost.
Gotcha. Okay. Well. Okay. What if I can do like a $20 discount for you? Would that answer you at all?
Thank
it does provide you.
Gotcha. No. I ran into this one other time with, I think it was the keto plan or something like this. And I thought, so I started reading what it says. And obviously I must have missed something because I know for a fact that I had declined that. Whatever, I don't even remember what it was. Did you say a meal planner?
Right, a meal planner.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, it just makes me uncomfortable when that happens. So I would just as soon, reject the offer. I don't want it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, I get you on a personal point of view. Well, let me see here. I'll cancel the account for you. That stops all future transactions effective immediately.
You're awesome. One of these days I'll learn my lesson not to do that. The offer was too good to be true. So, I mean, it's a good offer, but it's just not something that I really need. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get you on that. I canceled the account for you. Like I said, that stops all future transactions effective immediately. You'll get a confirmation email to your email address letting you know the account's been canceled. And is there anything else I can do for you?
No, Dimitri. So it'll cancel this one and any future ones, right?
Right. It cancels all future transactions. Now, I can, for a refund wise, I can provide you with a $55 refund of the charge for you. It goes back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
But does, honey, does that still mean that I'm going to continue to receive that meal planner thingy, or is this just one time thing, or what is it going on? Actually, if the charge was like $59 and you're gonna refund me $50 of it?
$55, that's a $5 startup fee when you first start up the service, ma'am.
Right. So you're going to have to explain that one to me, Dimitri. Does that mean that I would still get that mixer plus that, whatever it is, a meal fee? Yeah, whatever. The meal planner thing? God, it's too early. So if you could explain it to me better, that would be, you know. Or I just don't understand how you could give away an Amazon, or I mean a KitchenAid mixer, pro mixer, and I would only end up paying like $5.
Like the $5 is just for starting up the service with us.
Uh-huh.
That's what the $5 is for, really. But we issue a $55 refund. This is a courtesy. So, but I'll issue the full refund for you. It'll go back to the, go ahead.
Yeah. So there would not be any future, I don't know what, is it a magazine or?
The meal planner or the?
Yeah, meal planner. Because that's what I would be signing up for. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. It would have been an app.
Oh, an app. You know what? This is all too confusing. I'm an old lady. So let's just...
I issued the full refund for you, ma'am. It goes back to the account within 3 to 5 business days, and the account is canceled. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No. Thank you, Dimitri. You're great. And I will get a confirmation number?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
No problem. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, I'm good.
All right.
Take care.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.